Israel continues to pound the besieged Gaza Strip for the 26th consecutive day. Palestinian sources say the death toll from the relentless aggression has now exceeded 1,600, and nearly 9,000 Palestinians have been injured since the beginning of the onslaught on July the 8th. Over 300 Palestinian children have been killed since the beginning of the Israeli onslaught on the Gaza Strip, and the world has condemned the massacres. Scores of Palestinian children are also slaughtered in Israel's previous wars on the Gaza Strip. U.S. President Barack Obama has once again refused to condemn Israel over its atrocities in the Gaza Strip. Instead, Obama urged Hamas fighters to release an Israeli soldier that has been captured in Gaza. The U.S. Congress has also approved millions of dollars in aid for Israel's Iron Dome missile system. Activists have projected the national flag of Palestine onto British Parliament to protest Israel's offensive in Gaza. The Palestine Solidarity Campaign projected the flag onto the Parliament along with messages calling for the liberation of Palestine and the imposition of sanctions on Israel for waging war in Gaza. The United Nations says over 1,730 Iraqis have been killed in terrorist attacks across Iraq in July. The UN says women and children are the most vulnerable to the ongoing violence. Baghdad has accused Saudi Arabia and Qatar of funding and arming Takfiri terrorists operating in Iraq. Air France has cancelled some of its flights from airports across France due to a strike by a ground staff. The cancellations affect Paris's Orly Airport and a number of regional hubs such as Nice, Marseille, Bordeaux and Lyon. The strikers say they are protesting against deteriorating working conditions. A team of international experts has arrived at the crash site of a Malaysian airliner in eastern Ukraine. The inspectors were allowed to enter the area after a pause in the fighting between Ukrainian forces and pro-Russian militias. The team is now recovering the remains of some of the victims. And the World Health Organization has warned the West African countries affected by an Ebola outbreak that the epidemic is no longer containable. WHO officials have told leaders of the West African nations that the outbreak is moving too fast. The disease has crippled the economies of the affected countries.